If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
The new collection is in.
Today, we went over collection 2. I was able to gift all of the staff and do a Q&A, which we normally do when a collection drops. The collection's really just about being connected to the environment, being connected to one another, being appreciative of the small things. Like, I remember when over quarantine, when I was sitting in my house and I'm looking outside and everybody's stuck, nobody can go anywhere. And everybody's so worried about what they're missing out on that I didn't think anybody understood what they actually had. So being able to look at all the colors and the vibrancy of the environment and nature, like stone, which is one of our palettes, Sri Lanka print, which is the pearl of the Indian Ocean. You know, that's a sacred animal, just a cow, you know, to us. But to people in Sri Lanka, it is sacred, it's beautiful, it's holy. It's all these things that we take for granted, such as, you know, being home in quarantine. It's like a sneak peek into my brain at the moment, you know, March 2020. This is what my brain looked like.
What are we cheersing to?
Ooh, life.
Somebody set us off.
We made it.
We made it. Yeah, really, we did. Yeah, 2020 was a rough year.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Cheers,
Wakanda. Cheers. 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 Sherelle with her. Suck on your lemon. Your lime. Suck on your lime.
Just to give that shot take effect. Facial expression.
I couldn't Ooh. Finish mine.
That burned.
You better take that shot. Hey, y'all.
Ooh, I'm awake.
All right. Ooh.
Don't be acting like that, girl. All right. I don't smile.
I swear the line was round the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss. Yeah, you can just tell when she talks.
I'm gonna get straight to it. I want to know who got vaccinated. Who had Ooh. To eat crow?
I'm halfway through.
I'm vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. Two shots.
Yes.
I'm fully vaccinated and my babies are fully vaccinated.
Except your babies the baby.
My daughter's, my 15-year-old is vaccinated as well.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. So I was adamantly opposed to getting vaccinated because I just didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand what the research was. I read something was different. It was just a whole lot of back and forth. But Brandon and I went to New York and they were like, no vaccination, no reservation. And we looked at each other. We were like, wait a minute. So we're like on the outs right now. Yeah. So signed up the weekend we got back, went and got our first shot, got vaccinated, waiting on our second shot. So yeah, eating crow. What shot?
The reason why I got vaccinated was because I'm still young and
been
around my father, my grandparents, and just being around other people. I don't want to risk it. And being pregnant.
Right.
I've read stories where, and I know someone who basically lost their life and their child life due to COVID. So it's scary. And I don't want to risk it being selfish, you know, worried about everything else. I mean, I was in the military. They shot us with everything. I literally walked through a line and bloop bloop bloop. You just getting shot, so I don't know what the hell I'm getting. So I mean,
yeah,
one more ain't gonna hurt.
One more ain't gonna hurt. That's how I feel.
And I'm halfway there, so Walgreens is blowing up my email saying I need to come get my second shot right now. So we went ahead and did it. I was gonna do it anyway. I want to see how things were playing out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think with all of us, like government trusts. You know, for centuries, you feel like I'm not sure. like, I want to kind of see how it plays out first before I make such a big decision for my family. But we did have someone in our family that passed, and that hit us hard because we were just together Easter playing ping pong and having a good time. And I mean, it hit him so hard. It was just, and it happened so fast. So I think for me, that was definitely like a wake up call. I had COVID and I wasn't feeling good. But at that time, the vaccine wasn't out yet for my age range.
Right.
So we just kind of watched it and then we decided to get it. Channing has never been vaccinated. His mom is an anti-vaxxer from way back, like 70s, because of government lack of trust.
Yeah.
So this was his real first vaccine.
What, Channing got vaccinated?
He did. My man is hard-headed. He's not trying to, you know, go against the grain. He likes to, you know, he has strong opinions about his stuff. So, but we talked about it as a family and we made the decision. So, and I feel good about it.
I mean, I didn't want to, I just didn't know enough about it. So for me, it was like, just wait until the very last decision needed to be made.
Absolutely.
Like,
you want to see how everything plays out.
Who dies first?
Like, who died from taking this vaccine?
Like, I want to make sure nobody got polka dots. You know what I mean?
That's the same thing being pregnant. It's like, I don't know, my baby might come out with 5 legs, three eyes.
I mean, I just didn't know. And so for me, it's like, I did a little bit of research with my mother. And for me, it's like, do your own research. Like, don't leave the responsibility.
Let me ask this. Who have had COVID here?
I have.
I had it.
So allegedly, I had it. But I don't know for sure because I had the antibodies when Brandon had COVID. But I never tested positive.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I had it bad. I was out for 2 weeks. It was last year around Father's Day. My father caught it. I caught it. My brother caught it. My daughter caught it. We all caught it. And it was crazy. I was sick, miserable, in the house for 2 weeks. Body aches, lost my taste, smell.
I caught it and I was scared. I called Dr. Tello, like, what do I do?
Dr. Tello, what to do?
She said you should go to the ER and have your chest scan because I was having shortness of breath. And just how, like, seeing it on the news and how everything was playing out, it's like, is this going to hit me fast? Is my immune system strong enough? I was second guessing everything. Like, I want to be here for my family. Let me try to jump on it. So at that time, it was Thanksgiving, actually. Mm-hmm. And nobody was at the hospital. And
I stayed away from the ER. I was scared. I was scared because they don't know. They're just experimenting on you. They don't know.
Right.
So I was doing like home remedies. I was taking my CMOS. Black seed. I was just doing a whole bunch of stuff. And I made sure I got sunlight. I had a balcony. So I would go out and just get sunlight and walk around.
Yeah.
I didn't let it take over me because it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
there were
absolutely.
Two determining factors for myself getting vaccinated. One was my 73-year-old mother lives with me. So the whole time during COVID, we're protecting her first.
Yeah. Right.
Then it was my children because they're younger. And then it was me. So my 16-year-old is the one that actually was the advocate for, I want to go to sleepaway camp. And we have to be vaccinated. And I'm like, she's like, all my friends are getting vaccinated. And that's when they opened it up to the teenagers. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, now, you know, my baby's forcing me to really step up, right? And then I started learning more and more and more. Then my mother, it was open to her first, being an elder. So she went and she was fine. She had mild symptoms and everything like that. So I was like, you know what? We can do this. So we did it. We all got vaccinated together at the same time, mild symptoms. And that was the main reason was that. And then the second reason was in order to travel. Mm-hmm.
This is what I don't like.
You know,
I don't like that we have to take this vaccine to do things. I feel like it's like you don't have a choice. It's either you travel or you can't, you get the vaccine or you can't travel. You get the vaccine or you can't go out to eat. Like,
right. But I guess depending on what country you're going to.
I was about to say.
But not in our own country.
But this is the thing.
You can't go out to eat.
But I get vaccinated when I go to Africa, right? Mm-hmm. Or certain countries, you have to, they give you a list of requirements. Right. As soon as you book, they want that. So that was even before.
Yeah.
You know? And
but you got to think about it. You have a lot of people that don't give a, they don't care. So I'm not against you know, them putting stipulations on if you're not vaccinated, you can't do this because it's a lot of sick people out here. And then people don't give, they'll go out knowing they have the virus and still be around people with no symptoms. And it's just selfish. It's not right. So
Well,
now let me ask you this. Though, have y'all ladies been paying attention to the rise in COVID numbers lately?
Absolutely. Especially
because
they
say over half the population is vaccinated.
Okay.
But our COVID numbers are still rising.
So then you look at the state of Israel right now. They pushed all those immunizations. They were one of the first countries fully vaccinated, and they're living regularly. With us being a democracy, it's a gift and a curse because every state has their regulations. Yeah. Every
choice,
you know, and then y'all know how it is in Florida right now.
Right.
Okay. So we got a lot that's going on that is basically confusing a lot of people. And then you add politics and all of that, those layers to it. So it's tough. It's tough.
But I still say you just have to make your own decision. Like for me, it's like, I don't feel comfortable putting the decision for myself and my family and my children in the hands of somebody else when I didn't do my due diligence. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, my due diligence may not be the coup de grace. Like, mm-hmm. maybe I missed something. I missed something on Google. I missed a sheet. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But Google is our friend. Right?
But at the same time, at least I can go to the end, not in meaning like the end, but at least I can say, you know, I did what I felt like I needed to do for my family, and I educated myself to the best of my ability and made the best decision for myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like for me before, it was like, I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know what this is. I don't understand it. I don't know if it's going to give me a fifth
finger.
Do
you still understand it to this day though?
A sixth finger. You know what I mean? Like I just didn't know. But
I feel like a lot of people are just taking it because they have to. Okay. Not because they still understand what's in it.
So how about this?
To go to work.
Absolutely.
To travel.
To travel. To whatever. Did you guys see Nicki Minaj and all like the Twitter situation where she was invited to go to the White House because she was talking about the vaccines and she was asking questions, and then her Twitter got shut down because that's she was tough. Asking about, like, I mean, this is Nicki Minaj, like,
right.
to silence her and the platform that she has because she's asking questions, like, simply questions.
It also was a little sketchy, too, because the story, it sounded like he might have had a quiet STD before he even got the... It sounded
weird. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm lost.
Didn't she say something about his like balls being enlarged?
Who? Nicki Minaj, the tweet. Talking about
she was talking about her cousin, and he had some like,
I don't know.
His testicles were doing something strange, and he had an adverse reaction.
Oh, so she was shaking
it. I feel like she
had some hot balls.
You guys have seen that all
I felt like maybe she was oversharing a little bit.
Here's my deal.
And it seems like as a celebrity, sometimes it's a tough line, like a balance.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not entertaining it.
Hot pockets.
I feel you.
It's a difficult line to balance because you want to be honest and you want to share what's happening in your family or a family friend. And then you turn around and now it's a media circus that's in the cycle for 24 hours.
So what happened? Did she blame it on? I didn't catch up on
it. It just seemed like the... I guess after he got the vaccine, these are the things that happened to him.
His balls got
enlarged. But why are people getting silenced for talking about not being vaccinated?
That's the question.
Why?
That's I don't the like that.
Right.
Huh?
Unemployed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're now starting to, I think it's airlines and some schools now in certain states.
Government officials. Mm-hmm.
Government, yeah.
They're basically.
Yeah, why are they hushing it? Why can't, we have the, what is the First Amendment? The
right to. Even HIPAA too.
How's your job asking you, are you vaccinated? Yeah. And to show
you
proof.
You got to show your vaccination card to go into a restaurant in New York. Like they ask for your vaccination
card. Where that vaccination man at? I know it's somebody out there.
So Brandon and I, we're trying to go on a vacation. And we're trying to go out the country because we haven't been in a while. And we like to go once a year. And every country is pretty much shutting us down because either you're not fully vaccinated with 2 weeks under your belt, or like it's a mess.
Quarantine.
Like you cannot, we cannot
quarantine hotels.
Yeah. And we don't have 14 days. Like we got 7 days.
Exactly.
Right.
And two of those are travel days.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Two of them are travel days.
Like, where are we going? And so now it's so frustrating because you can't even like plan accordingly because you have all these stipulations on it that weren't there before. Like, I don't know how to do this.
I am not a doctor. That is not my background.
Are you sure?
And I just know how to make sure I don't want anything, you know, I can do the colds and the flu. And as a parent, it's our job to vaccinate our kids, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I just trust God and I trust the doctors, the actual medical, this is what they do. So if they're telling us we need everyone to get vaccinated or what, you know, I respect that.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. I respect
it. Let me talk about the doctors and what they recommend for our babies.
Tell me.
So my baby is 3.
Yeah.
And I got him his shots when he was a year. I can't remember the name of the shots, but it's like 4 of them that he gets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my baby was talking before I got him these shots. My baby was telling me his age. He would say colors. He would say mama and dada. Mm-hmm. When I got my baby those shots,
yeah,
he stopped talking.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And broke my heart.
It did.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I can't put all of my trust into somebody just telling me that this is what I'm supposed to do.
That's
right. Like, I'm going to speech therapy with my child right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, we struggle with his speech.
Yeah.
So did you go against from giving him any more shots?
No, I slowed them down. Mm-hmm. I did my own research and I found out that a lot of these shots that we put into our kids and the vaccine right now, it puts a lot of metals into our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's okay because I still believe in vaccines. I feel like they help us, but I feel like you have to do your research and you have to know what these shots contain that you put into your body and how you can detox your body after you get these shots. And your children.
Yeah.
So it's a book. And I want to make sure I'm saying it right. It's called The Shot Book. And it teaches you how to detox your children after they get their shots.
Let me go get this damn book.
Yes. Right. This is very, this
yes.
is great.
Yeah. And I just found out recently that, you know, our government has been hiding information from these shots that one-year-olds get. And it's causing our African-American kids and Latino kids to get autism. But the government does report that research. Mm. So it's very scary.
That's cute.
So I spread our kids, like Brandon's, sometimes he like flu shot, for instance, like he's just like, whatever. I'm like, every October, I'm signed up for my flu shot. I'm the first person in line. I get everybody their flu shots because it's been around for so long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to me, it's just, it's routine. Mm-hmm. It's a thing to do. Like it's what you do. But with this new vaccine, like I don't understand enough about it. But when we do get the vaccines and the shots for our children, like we have a 2-year-old and 2 6-year-olds, I spread them out. So they don't get like 5 shots in a row.
And that's what
you
know.
And you guys, as parents, we have the option to say, "I don't want our children."
But doctors don't make you feel like you can say no.
But this is the thing.
They make you feel like you have to get it.
Correct.
At this very moment.
All we're doing today. This is the cocktail, and this is what you're doing.
Exactly.
And you're like, "Oh, what 3-month checkup?" Sure.
Right.
You don't know because you're like, I got the appointment and I brought the baby here.
And I want to make sure my baby is healthy.
Yeah,
I want to make sure everything is going okay.
You want to make sure you're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
And the thing is, it's so like...
And I've had 2 other kids that were fine.
Correct.
With all of their shots.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now when it comes to my son, it's a little different. So now I'm reading up more and I'm like, wow, this has happened to a lot of other parents. It's not just me.
No, right.
And so, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, wow, this is some real shit.
It is.
That's not being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to inform our other mothers of what's going on and how to be protected?
That's good, Key. Because I had no clue that you could break it up.
Oh, absolutely.
I had no clue.
Listen.
And it's important because even after I had Ava, she's 8 years old now, they gave me 3 shots at once, like the for the baby, the cough. Yeah. And a few other ones. And I had like 104 fever. And the doctor came to the house checking on the baby, not even checking on me. And I come out and she's like, Asia, you look so bad. And it's because I had these 3 shots at once.
Yeah.
Sometimes your body can't take it.
That's
and imagine the babies.
That's
like,
right.
You know, their immune system isn't even as strong as it needs
to
be.
So let's talk about this. So those shots that they give you contain metals.
Yep.
And everything that we put in our bodies contain even more metals. Mm-hmm. So on top of these shots that we're getting, we're putting more, our lotions, our perfumes, our makeup. Everything that we use contains even more metal. So now we're adding to the metal that's going into our bodies, mm-hmm. making it even worse. And we never give our body a chance to detox
right.
from these metals that we're putting in our bodies.
And girl, don't let me go down the road of, you know, they want to kind of keep us sick so we can keep with the health care, keep with the pharmacy. Sure. You know, to me, it's a cycle that you have to be so cognizant of. Because you mess around and now you're hooked on the medicines that they need to give you to feel better. You know, so I encourage all of our listeners and our audience to do their research like mm-hmm. Kiafa did, you know, because mm-hmm. it's so important. And we are, you know, the ones in our household looking it up, doing the Google, you know, and our
midst. No, really.
They do, yeah. you know, but they want us to do that work. Yeah. And sometimes as you're doing the work and you discover things, even I bring stuff to Channing and he's like, for real? It took another husband, right? Y'all do y'all research? Oh, okay. It took another husband to talk to him about like, look at the stuff that's going into your body. Right. Look at the steroids that's going into chicken. Look how they're treating the animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, wake up.
Took Brandon.
Yeah. And I watched the whole conversation happen and I'm like, oh, okay, so you're going to listen to him.
Thank God though. Thank God they listen to somebody, right? Yes.
And that's why I told his friend, I was like, look, I don't care how he receives the message as long as the message hits home. Like,
absolutely.
I'm good with that.
Okay. It's a good thing. It's a good thing because we don't have chicken pox anymore.
That's true. And I never got it.
I remember having chicken
pox. I never got it.
I did. And then I had the long-term effect of shingles.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So if you had chicken pox, you can get shingles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had shingles. You and I don't fit the demographic either. I did have shingles.
Wow.
That sounds very painful.
So I listened to
the infomercials.
But I feel like we always going to get a little something every generation.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have polio anymore, right?
And now we got COVID, though.
Mumps and
I want to ask Sherelle, because you are pregnant right now. Mm-hmm. And so this whole conversation, like, what are you experiencing now with like anxiety? Or, I mean, I don't want to even put that on you, but I know for me, if I was pregnant right now, me knowing me, I would have a whole lot of anxiety trying to figure out vaccination, no vaccination. Like, I didn't even take medication when I was pregnant.
With the pregnancy, it took a while for me to get to... My daughter was actually vaccinated before I was. I love that girl. She goes, spends time with her grandparents, and she know, like, her grandmother has, you know, is a high risk. So she didn't want to go around her not being vaccinated. And with me... going through my first trimester, I'm like, this is, you know, a lot can happen and I don't want to get a shot and it affects my baby. Yeah, so I waited until I got into my third trimester to even consider. And I did my research on which vaccine to get and the best outcome from pregnant women. And I ended up getting the Pfizer. Mm. And a lot of women asked me, but I just did my research. I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? I didn't have any effects. I didn't think about it before until I read someone that I knew was pregnant and she lost her life and her baby life.
Oh my gosh.
From catching COVID. And that's when I started panicking, like, you know, I don't want to be selfish.
That is.
Yeah, it is. And I just couldn't imagine just going through that. So I spoke with my doctor and he was like, if you're going to get it, go with the Pfizer.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It's such a hard decision though.
It is.
Because I've seen like stories where people get the shot and then terrible things happen to them as well.
Yeah,
like,
people still have lost their lives even being fully vaccinated.
Yeah, but people have side effects from the shots too. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Mm-hmm.
But this is my point. Do your own due diligence. Exactly. Like, don't leave the responsibility up to somebody else to tell you what the best decision is for you and yours.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you blame them for what they said when you didn't do your research. Exactly. Like, even if it's not the best research, even if it's not, like...
But at least you're in
control of your own destiny and you have... There is nobody to blame but you.
Exactly. Like, for me, I definitely did my research. I was like, no, if I'm going to make this decision, I want my baby to be fully developed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to go through... The first two trimesters is good, and then I'll get vaccinated, and I'll feel comfortable with
that. Her household,
Yeah.
It's per household. That's how
I feel like you have to do what's best for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, I know if I lived with my mom and she was older, then, yeah. I would definitely be like, Mom, I got to make sure I protect you.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
That makes
sense. Yeah, it does.
This whole conversation, this is completely off topic. Y'all forgive me, but this got me thinking. How is it with you being pregnant? Like, what is co-parenting like right now? Because I know your baby done called you on the show and y'all are in super honeymoon phase. But like, what is co-parenting like for you right now?
It's great. I don't have any issues with Chad's side. All his baby moms are.
They are amazing.
We all speak on the phone. We communicate with each other. The kids, they all get along. All of our kids get along, and
as they should.
Like just 2 weeks ago, I went to the baby who run track, Mocha and Sade. I went to their mom house. They was barbecuing. I was like, "Girl, fix me a plate." Like
that's healthy.
We speak. It's like adults. So we're all adults at the end of the day. So we have.
Why should it be any other way?
Exactly. But that's the thing. People think that. You're supposed to bitter and no, we're all grown. Everybody has moved on. We get along.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Full serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So great.
At the end of the day, the children are the priority.
Absolutely.
So if the children are not the priority, then go ahead and do that catty and go ahead and be messy and do whatever. But if the children are the priority, then there's absolutely no reason why y'all shouldn't be able to.
I give that catty a year and that's it. After a year, you got to get over it.
I agree with you. You know what's going on is people are bringing baggage from the relationship.
Absolutely.
To the kids.
And that's not right.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And as long as like our kids are mature, we have a conversation. This is what it is. And they all understand. Everybody, we want big, happy family, and that's all that matters.
Y'all the Brady Bunch.
I love it. And Chad kids, we all, they call me if they can't get in contact with their dad. It's a good thing. So
what advice would you give to somebody who has or is dating somebody that has baby mamas or baby daddies or babies all over the place, whatever the situation is? What advice would you give to them to be able to co-parent effectively?
Communication is the key. Definitely. Absolutely. Communication. You want to involve both parties in. You can't come into a relationship thinking you that I couldn't come into that relationship thinking I'm the head bitch in charge. Yeah. Like, because it's not.
That's so good.
I know. So good. Yeah, yeah, I have to have a conversation with the kids' parents because I would want the same thing. I don't want my kids being around another woman and me not communicating with them. I would want them to, if they have a problem
that's
with
my child. That's a grown lady of you.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So many women can't get to that place that you're at right now.
But it's why? Like,
I don't know why.
It could be maybe, it's several things. Envy.
I'm telling you what it is. I'm dealing with it right now as a newly divorcee and having a full tribe. Like, it's tough because you're, as women, we want to be like, well, this is how I feel is best and da 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 da. And then, you know, with a spouse, you can go ahead and you know, I'll let you lead this portion of our relationship and then you can have this portion. And as a female, it's usually the kids is what we usually,
we run, right?
So it's tough because, again, bringing whatever happened and the excess from the relationship into the children, it's not about us anymore.
Mm-mm. Right.
It's not.
And another thing you have to understand, you cannot, once my kids go to their father's house, I can't control what's going on over there. Yeah. And I tell my kids that too. Whatever, as long as they're not mistreating you, mishandling you, if you feel some type of way, because I know there's three sides to a story.
For sure.
You can call me crying and telling me I'm going to call your dad and you put your dad and his wife on the phone. What's going on? And you can't have an attitude. You got to come in with a clear thought because that has happened. Kids will do this. Oh,
they play sides.
They'll twist up the story. And I have never been like that. I tell them, this is your household. You as long as you're treating them right, you're doing right, then I won't
intervene.
That's
respectful.
So I don't try to come into their household.
They play sides when you're still married.
Right. It's real.
Maybe going to daddy and asking him for snacks. It all types of stuff. And I'm like, what is happening?
Dessert for breakfast.
Daddy let me do it.
They are smart.
But I said no.
Right.
And I said no first.
Listen,
and then go back to daddy. They don't play.
But kids are smart. Ziggy, my daughter, I love this baby girl. Oh my God. She is my sweetheart. I tell you, she will say, I'm going to ask daddy because he's going to say yes. She gets it.
She'll say it to my face.
Yeah, she's right. Wait till she's be in the back like this, just with a smile on his face. I'm like, listen, okay.
And does daddy say yes?
Yeah.
That's how I am with my youngest son. He come to my house and I'm like, you can have whatever you want.
Oh, I see you online.
My mommy said yes. Why you always spoiling him? He just, you let him do it. I'm like, I can't.
That's your baby. I was harder on my older two than I was now. This Zoe.
It's like the older you get when you have kids. It's like, do whatever you need to do.
Off Amazon, he be ordering pizza. Did him do whatever he wants. This boy ordered a $400 drone. It came to my house.
This
boy was in the Virgin Islands calling me, Mom, did my package come? I'm like, what package did I? And I'm thinking he just talking. 2 days later, the doorbell ring and it had, it has the warning sign, lithium, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Denim said, I got plans, Mom.
I FaceTime him. I'm like, Denim, did you order this? Yes, sir.
You're like, no, sir.
I can't do nothing but laugh because it's
him.
Yes, sir.
No, so this is another weird too, but y'all be careful about y'all opening y'all doors. Yeah. For deliveries, y'all tell y'all kids too. So I saw on, I think it was Baller Alert yesterday, a woman got a flower delivery, big giant flower delivery to her house. Yes. She let the man in. He said, you want me to put this in your house because it's heavy. She allowed him to come put it down. And when he put it down, he turned around and tased her.
Oh, hell.
Yes.
What?
And like robbed her house.
What is wrong with people?
I got cameras all around my house.
That don't mean he wasn't meant to give you a flower delivery.
It was too heavy. Let me put it in.
Ain't nobody finna come in my house. I don't care if it is.
I get flower deliveries all the time, and they're big, and I'm like, and okay, go ahead, put them down.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sit them down. Yeah.
Okay, that must be the independent woman in me, because I don't let nobody
in my
house.
I don't let nobody in my house.
I don't let nobody, because I got kids in my house. Like, I don't let nobody, and half the time I'd be ragged anyway.
I don't care if I'm ragging, but like, I still might let the flower man come put my flowers down.
I ain't got that problem. I don't like flowers anyway.
I love flowers. I love them.
You know, that's a great point, and it's very scary, and I feel like, you know, I'm not a fight, I'm a flight, so I'm going to be running quick, especially if Chang's not home, because Chang ain't going to bring out a chopper, but that's not
That's what we need to do. Absolutely, sis. And Ashley mentioned it before. That's why we go to our gun lessons, girl. We know how to shoot. Ashley mentioned it
that we need to go back to the range.
Yes.
And so
Ashley's
true.
Ashley's the one that told us to go.
Yeah. And we can't play because they watch us, and especially when we have all the kids, because a lot of times I have all three kids by myself, and they watch you going into the store, leaving,
straight up, your car.
It's crazy.
And our kids need to know too, because let's just say you do get flower deliveries. Like I do, my kids know that my husband sends me flowers all the time.
Okay,
so I like flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
So like my kids were like, oh, okay, this is a flower delivery.
Right.
First of all, somebody had to let them in the gate. So mommy or daddy let them in the gate. Okay, let me let them in the house to deliver these flowers. They are really big.
Yeah.
So we need to tell our kids too, like, hey, we can't let people in the house.
I'm just big on that.
Sit it on the steps. Mommy and daddy will be home soon. Correct. They can let it in.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was cool for me to tell, you know, all our viewers and listen. Like,
yeah, that's right.
This is stuff, even if it's the Amazon package.
That's
and it's really
true.
Heavy.
It is true.
You know, you're pregnant right now, man. You get a big, giant package.
You shouldn't
like,
be lifting that in the first place.
I ain't lifting, but they going to say, you know, say your
nobody enter the threshold in my door.
Yeah, I'm big on that. And it's a Southern thing too. You can't let everybody in your house.
No, right. I agree with
right. And just like I was telling, it's a military thing. Like I suffer from PTSD, so I'm very particular in what, like I'm always aware of what's going on around me.
Yep.
You can't come in my house. I'm sorry. Like, I'd be on alert. Like, you look crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna let the flower guy in. But it made me aware. Like,
it will.
No. You know what? You can stay your ass outside now. You can leave that package outside. I'll let Mike get it when he come home.
And it'll stay out there for a couple of days to somebody I know. But I done had several boxes just sit out there for days until I was.
Now we can't tell everybody that. Some people might get their packages stolen, girl.
Especially when it says just do it on the box.
I'm coming to get my box
if it says just do it.
They're gonna take a picture and they're gonna be like, yes, it was here.
Take it away.
Y'all are
Look at this.
We got food. Oh, chef.
Is this what I missed out on? I was eating all the snacks.
Thank you. It's part of it. This looks like a brownie. Wait a minute. Let's get a proper introduction.
This is my favorite.
This is a brownie cookie sundae.
A brownie cookie sundae.
Also known as a brookie.
Wait, come back. We had some conversations going on here, but more specifically, I want to ask you, because we were talking about blended families, and it just got me thinking. I know this is really random, and I apologize. But would you ever date a woman that had children?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
I feel like I'm at that age now where it's not common to see a woman without children.
Okay,
that's true.
My mom had me when she was 22, so...
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Yes, ma'am.
You're young.
Baby.
Yeah, you're young.
Speaking of ass shades.
You're young. You mean 20
Yeah, we like them shades.
Thank you.
And no earring, boy.
Lightning bolts.
Hold up, man.
So it's not common to see a woman without children. So would that mean that you're settling? Or would that mean that you're just...
I honestly think it depends on how you view a child or a woman with a child. Mm-hmm. Some people see like that as like, burden, as I don't. It doesn't really bother me at all.
You just talking about how good the sex is.
It's not a burden. It really ain't. I can speak on it because I had a child at an early age, and I never looked at. When I went into a relationship, looked at how many kids you had. I looked at, were you a great father?
Correct.
I don't give a damn.
It's attractive.
You're a great father. Exactly. You're a great father. You take care of your responsibilities. That's just a bonus to me. Like,
correct.
I love kids. I love having big families, but I would never judge or go into a relationship. Let me see how many kids this person has before
I'm dating and I have four and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Listen, yes. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's very normal.
I think it's okay. Like, have you guys ever dated men in their past lives that had children? Or would you? Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. Would you ever date a man if you were not married and taken with children? Why or why not?
Absolutely.
I think it depends on the situation. Like Sherelle said, how good of a father.
Correct.
How crazy is your baby mama? I don't want to deal with crazy baby mamas. Like, it just would depend on a lot. I would have to really get to know you as a person first and see the situation that you are in.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
good.
Do I want
to involve myself in this situation that you're in?
But also, like, what age you are. Because I feel like certain ages, you know, when you don't have kids, for me...
It's so good.
It is very good. Thank you. for me, I was seeking out someone that didn't have kids because I wanted to start my own family. Mm-hmm. But depending what age.
But you were young, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And me and Channing met when I was 22. So I feel like it's different. You know, you deserve an opportunity to start your own family if you're that young. But certain ages, then things change. Mm-hmm. Because like Chef said, then people start having kids if you're newly single again at 35.
Yeah.
You know, so then that's something different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like for women, if you have the opportunity to create your own family and that's important to you.
Yeah.
For me, I was a little intimidated by other relationships. Like, I had been cheated on so much in my past. Mm-hmm. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I know that where the relationship really is? You could be telling me one thing. You know, men lie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. You could be telling me one thing.
What can we say?
Okay. You know, they do tell me one thing, and then it's a whole another thing on the other side. How do I know that door is really closed?
Correct.
You know, so, you know, to Kiapa's point, you got to really observe and see how he's handling his business.
You also get to see how a woman or a man with children can manage time. And balance, and you know, we all need love too.
Right, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, true. Sure. Well, I mean, I feel like there's not it's such a stereotype, right? Like somebody with children, like a woman with children, but I feel like a woman with children is viewed differently as a man with children. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm wondering what your perspective, Chef. I'm wondering what your perspective is on that. Like, how is it that okay, so what do you think the reason is that women are perceived differently with children than men? Like, men, it's just like, oh, he got a baby. But for women, it's like, oh, she got baggage. But why doesn't that elevate the woman? Why is that like a mitigating factor? You know what I mean? Like, why isn't that like a damn, she's committed, she's diligent, she's responsible, she's respectful, she's loving, she's considerate, she's kind. Why is that? Why does it become... For men, not saying you, because you said you are okay with it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for the majority of men nowadays, I feel like having a baby is like, oh, you got baggage. I don't want that. I don't want that.
I feel like they lack maturity, though.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Okay. You know, yeah, you have to deal with an immature guy to be saying all that.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you're saying that, you're not getting
I'm just going off what I see on Instagram.
But it's true, though.
But I get it. I'm living it. I get it.
I think it's the other way around. Honestly, just from a male perspective, it's more so like, well, from what I see as far as men would be willing to date a woman with a child, but women more so feel as though a man with a child comes with baby mama drama. So it's kind of like
the only time I feel like the baby mama drama is coming is because they still got some unfinished business that they have
no closure.
I don't necessarily feel like that's true. I feel like sometimes women don't want to let it go. You know, I had this one friend, I'm not gonna say her name, but she was like, I would never let my child go with my boyfriend's. Go with her dad's girlfriend. And I'm like, why not? And she was like, why? Why would I? We not together no more, so why would I let him have
that's
her?
That's so selfish.
I welcome
and
you.
And I know, so and that's selfish. What I'm saying. I'm like, y'all have been done for like 5 years now. It's nothing going on sexually between y'all.
You're only hurting the child.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's not about but that's what I'm saying. I feel like anymore. Some women can't let go of their relationship and put their child in the forefront because that's who, that's who gets hurt. It's the child.
Yep.
And I'm big on it. A lot of people like ask me because with my oldest two, I let them rotate back and forth with their dad. Want to stay with me and want to go with their dad. But I was a child at once and I wanted to experience living with my daddy. And I because I didn't have that, I suffered being codependent upon men. Mm. So now, as a mother, I didn't want my kids to experience that. So the older two, they can swap out. If you want to go, you can go 6 months. You want to go, go. Like, we have those conversations, and I don't block them from not having a relationship with their dad because of we're not together, or he, you know, he's in another relationship. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. I want them to have the same experience because we both made you guys. My kid's going to have both relationships. They're going to have their father because I didn't have that growing up.
They need a mom and a dad.
You need both.
You need both. Yeah.
That's why we just might not be them.
We not, might not be in the same household, but I'm healthy here.
Right.
You're healthy there. And together we can help.
And the same way, Dana, we co-parent good. He has Monday through Wednesday, and I get him Wednesday night through Monday morning. So it works out perfect. But I'm big on, I do not, you know, say, oh, no, you can't go to your daddy's house because he's with another woman. No,
it's I mean, that is selfish.
I guess you got to trust, too. You know, you got to trust that,
of course,
you know, your father's bringing up someone.
But they are grown, mature men, and they know they're not going to have anyone around, their kids. So,
correct.
At the end of the day, they play a big role. Now, if they was just careless out in the streets, it'd be a different story.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, it's a respect issue at the end of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you respect, even though you may not respect him as a boyfriend or husband or whatever that situation is, but you respect him as the father of your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that carries more weight than anything else that you can take on, or whatever you did to me. I mean, whatever this situation was,
as a father, you're not replacing a father,
right?
You're replacing the father at all. Like, he can handle that. It's just an additive, like, adult. And at the end of the day, whomever is dating me or whomever's dating, you know, the father, that's separate.
Let me ask y'all this:
that's separate.
Do y'all want to know another? Let's just say your ex-husband has another wife or girlfriend now. Do you want to know that other woman?
Absolutely.
Ooh, of course.
Absolutely.
For your 16 kids years. Is involved in this. It's communication. You gotta know, you gotta build a relationship with that woman too.
It's healthy because guess what? Who's to say that 4 of my children are gonna be in a healthy marriage?
Right.
I don't know. We don't know the future. So I'm starting with me and their dad right now, today. You're gonna see healthy dating, and you're going to see healthy co-parenting. Yeah. And we're blessed that I have a beautiful home. He has a beautiful home. You're going to go back and forth because I need my time. He needs his time.
Right.
And I welcome a partner that way. But I have to trust him. I have to, again, the household thing.
What do y'all feel like? Y'all can go on like family vacations
eventually
together?
We should.
Yeah, ooh, you should.
We should. We have to. That's healthy.
It's definitely healthy.
That's healthy. It's our communities that look down on, you know, that's the community. I witness a lot of my friends, white families.
They all go on family vacation.
Absolutely.
And nothing
you're supposed
with it.
To blend.
Yeah.
Right. You're supposed to blend. Like, who's a good example? Will Smith, right?
Will Smith.
Yep. Alicia Keys. You have to, because we need to be healthy. And I'm sorry. It's going to take time.
It is.
It's going to take time.
I cannot tell you right now, I do not want to see my man.
But you don't want to put that out there. I'm just saying,
I'm okay with being friendly. Like, I think we need to co-parent. Like, I'm not even going to talk about this in my marriage, y'all. But I'm just saying, like, yes, we need to be friendly. Yes, we need to co-parent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, we ain't going on no damn family vacation.
You're not supposed to think that way. But guess what? It's life,
it's
and it happens.
Happen.
It happened to me. I wasn't thinking that way, being married. You don't think that way. But you know
you
what?
You outgrow the relationship.
That's right.
And it's like, it's more of a friend. Like, this is my friend. And
that's right.
Listen,
it didn't work, so we'll figure it out.
You going on a vacation with your baby mama and her boyfriend?
I mean, I personally could do it.
You couldn't?
I could.
Okay.
I just know how to be
Chef, you
going to
be cooking for the other man?
That's the question.
I was around the
corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss. Yeah, you can just tell when she talks.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.